zoning committee. I've asked its members to introduce themselves, starting on my left. Erica.
Erica Jepson, Becker County Commissioner.
Kim Madsen, Carmine Township.
Phil Hanson, Becker County.
Tommy Eiley, Detroit Lakes.
Jeff Moritz, Lake Eunice Township.
Mary Seabrook, Erie Township.
John Okerson, Lakeview Township.
Cole Skwin, Detroit Township.
Craig Hall, Highland Township.
Kyle Barber, Becker County Planning and Zoning.
Nikki Bradbury, Becker County Planning and Zoning.
All right, thank you. Minutes were handed out at previous meeting. Any corrections or additions? If not, I'd entertain a motion to approve.
Move to approve.
A motion to approve. Do I have a second?
Second.
A second by Tommy. All those in favor, raise your hand. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. All right, I'll go over this evening's protocol. First, we'd introduce any old business set aside from a previous meeting, which we have none tonight. Then we'll introduce new business, which will consist of conditional use permits, change of zone, and any preliminary plot approvals. Ask the applicant to step forward and introduce their application. I ask no one in the general audience to direct any comments to the applicant without going through this board. Sufficient time will be given to those who would like to comment on the application. After all have spoken, we'll ask the admin staff to read any written correspondence not in our packets. Then we'll close testimony and the board will deliberate. This board is one of recommendation to the County Board of Commissioners. They will be addressing these planning and zoning matters around 9:30 a.m. at their next meeting on Tuesday. Is it in the first week of October?
31st, I think.
No.
Is this the first on Wednesday?
It'll be the 7th.
All right. Sounds like the 7th. This is what it's going to be. With that, I ask everybody to shut off all their cell phones, and we will begin with the first applicant.
First applicant, I do have one correction to that. There was a split on this property from when they did the preliminary plat, so it's actually for New Life Farms on the parcel adjacent, immediately adjacent to it. With this request for a final plat for a common interest community, seven lots, and one of the old pen stores. We didn't get any feedback on that little error there, so I don't anticipate there being any. Township has actually already looked at this, but.
Oh, yeah, it did come before us, right?
Yeah.
Yep. And the township didn't have any feedback against it?
Yeah, they.
All right. Are you here to speak to this for the application?
Very little, because, okay, Charlie Ramstad, I represent the Mickelsons, Wayne and Ross, which is Sunset Farms, but also New Life Farms. So I drafted the declarations, pretty standard storage, condominium plats, restricted storage uses of the residentials. Each unit is a separate piece of real estate, the common elements for access. There's any questions about it? I think it's a thing you've already seen before.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Any questions for the applicant? All right. Thank you.
Charlie, she just wanted to get that flat, so I don't think these other people take one. Then we can get your signature and give it to you.
Oh, okay.
Does that work?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Anybody else in the audience to speak to this application? Anybody else to speak to this application? Any written correspondence?
No, sir.
All right. With that, we will close testimony. Open to deliberation for the board or a motion.
Well, we've already gone through this, so I'd a motion to approve.
Got a motion by Tommy to approve. Do I have a second?
Okay.
Got a second by Craig. Any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the vote. All those in favor, raise your hand. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Next applicant, Carrie Warren, Alan Zoltek, and Mark Zoltek, requesting a conditional use permit for the cultivation, manufacture, and wholesale of cannabis.
All right, applicant, please step forward. State your name, please.
Al Gulson. Yeah, so I qualify as a social equity candidate to by the state. I was awarded a preliminary license. So with that license, after inspection, I could do cultivation with medical extraction, bee processor, like it's a list of 10 things, but I only want to do cultivation. I don't want to do any retail at all. I don't want to mess with the public. So what I'll be doing is just cultivating indoors, possibly outdoor. I have a building right now that's insulated and some minor tweaks with the air and whatnot, I can grow indoor. And with that, I can do 3, maybe 4 per year, and I can get about 80 plants at max right now, unless I expand.
When you say 3 or 4, do you mean harvest?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yep, per year.
Yep.
If I go outdoors, it's a lot riskier with the weather, and I don't know what strain to use. I'll have to ask around, but I could possibly, I think I will maybe try. I'm not really sure if I'm outdoor, but I definitely want to do indoor. So with my license, I would have 5,000 square feet indoors that I could do, or a 1/2 acre outdoor. It is a micro business is what it's called. I think you probably have a map in the packet. Looking at the outdoor, it is completely surrounded, well, not completely, but mostly surrounded by wooded area by at least 100 yards. I Googled the map, 392 feet at the nearest point to the road anyways. With a go, the questions that was asked, like I said before, is cultivation only indoors? There's any smell? I set up carbon filters, and on an exhaust, basically you can't really smell anything. And then for outdoors, with that buffer of that wooded area, it should dissipate. I really don't think I'd like to smell it or even see it from the road. And like I said, just being a cultivator, I don't need any more parking. I really don't think anybody would even know that it's there with the grove around it. And the indoor, it looks like a bit odd right now. You can barely see the cameras. I don't expect any noise with no more traffic. I've talked to a distributor, a wholesaler, and they could come when I do a harvest, they could come right to there and they would haul it to Moorhead or wherever they're from.
So you mentioned medical. So is yours only for medical?
Or well, medical is another endorsement I could get. But I don't plan on doing that either. It's another inspection you have to do. And right now they've actually, I think it was just the last couple of days, they had opened up medical dispensaries can go to non-medical. They can sell to anyone over 21. So I kind of don't see the point of doing medical.
So what allows in your license to grow outside? We've seen other ones that there's been no, that was all inside.
So I did confirm, I had a little trouble reaching the Office of Cannabis Management, but Clay County has quite a few experts over there, and I spoke with one of them, individual in my position over there. They can, on a micro business, they can do up to 1/2 acre outside. commercial business, and they could do up to 2 acres with, I think there's some type of exemption all the way up to 4, but with his said micro business, he can do that half.
Okay.
We just, every other one we saw was inside.
I'll probably get to his point, you know, not knowing or not knowing how to do it or whatever, so.
So the others just didn't ask for a half acre outside? It was under their licensure, they could, they just were choosing not to do that?
I'm guessing you're gonna have to decide, because you have a preliminary approval, at the final approval, I'm guessing you're probably gonna have to tell the OCM which one you're doing, right?
I don't know. I've read the rule, I've searched that myself, because I've heard that you have to choose one or the other. But in the rules, that I can't find that it's exclusive, one or the other.
Sure. But I do know your, a half acre is acceptable.
Okay. Thank you, Kyle.
I do have a question to the cannabis office also.
Okay.
Specifically.
That's like getting hold of the president.
For the half acre, how far is it to the boundary, your property line?
So
I know you said to the road, but how far is it to the property line?
Property line, like to the west, I believe, it's at least 75 yards.
What does our zoning say?
So to the west, I think it is, I think you're correct, sir. I think it's 225 feet to the, from your west property line to the east side of the grove of trees. I think the boundary of the square here probably needs to be shortened a little bit, because that south property line, you need to be 100 feet off of that.
Okay.
Just something to acknowledge.
Yep.
For the half acre.
Yep, that box could probably be tightened just a little bit.
And
you could go left or right then if you want to clear your tree.
Okay. Yep.
Or, you know, farther to the east.
Farther to the east.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, and the plan to go outside would only be like a 30 by 40, I think, because you have to put a fence around it that you can't see through. And it has to be lit and have, basically you gotta keep people out. It's gotta be a distance, what we call it, but it's gotta be a serious fence.
So this is a question for you, Kyle. So he's showing the box here, and obviously, like you said, you got to be 100 feet for the ordinance. I mean, he can't place this anywhere in his parcel, or because he's just asking for a half acre cultivation on his parcel, correct?
Right. And so if he wanted to move that to the east, that would be acceptable after it was
Right. As long as he meets the 100 foot setback, he can really, he's just asking for a half acre cultivation somewhere in that parcel.
Right.
That's what I, that's what, the way I'm interpreting it.
Yep.
I would have to just move the south part of that north a little bit.
Yeah, just so it's 100 feet from each property line.
Okay, good.
And you're regulated to fence all of it no matter what, right?
Yeah, the state regulates it the opposite of cannabis.
That's what I thought.
If you got a fence, you got to screen it, you got to light it, you got a camera, you got to.
Here I am, come on.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Only make it look like you're not doing nothing.
All right, any other questions for Al? All right, thank you, Al. Anybody else in the audience to speak to this application? Anybody else? Any written correspondence, Kyle?
No, sir.
All right, with that, we'll close testimony, open it up for discussion.
Move to approve.
Well, I have one question, because I don't see anything in here. The other ones we've approved, we have required that they don't burn any.
I think that was mandatory, though, isn't it?
Is that part of the state one?
The state.
Well, we amended that in May. This board recommended that there be no, so your waste material just can't be incinerated. It can be hauled off of there, it can be composted, but it cannot be burned on site.
But that's part of the ordinance, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So okay, we don't have to do that. Okay.
Address it.
Yeah, my plan was to recycle it into dirt through compost.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So with that, I have a motion to approve. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
We got a second by Mary. Any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the vote. All those in favor, raise your hand. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Okay, our next applicant is Austin McConkey, requesting a condition permit for a cemetery.
Hey, Dave.
Good evening, Scott.
My name is Scott McConkey. I'm actually the homeowner. It's my, a year and a half ago, I had a stroke. And so I deeded everything to Austin, my son. And so that's why it's in his name. But it's where I've lived since 1992. You have a stroke, it makes you think a lot about the future. And so I've started putting together wills, I've started putting together my burial. I do not believe in cremation, and I want to stay on my land. That is the whole purpose of doing this, is this land, it's right behind the, or no, it's quite a ways behind the house, but it is right in the middle of my hunting land, where I've raised two boys hunting. And of all the good times we've had together, it has been the hunting land. And I want my spirit to be able to hunt with the boys for the rest of their lives. Austin has guaranteed me that he's going to keep the land. There is an easement into the land. In fact, when they're ready to stick me in the ground, they're going to use four-wheelers to get me back there, not a hearse. I do not believe, I don't want to be buried in a cemetery. It's like making a farmer leave his land and put you in an apartment. It just doesn't work. And that is what I want. This, I've had two homes in my life. One was my parents, and this. This is where I've lived. This is where I've raised kids. This is where I absolutely love to be. I'm hoping when the time comes that I'm out in my shop in my easy chair. Okay. That's how much it means to me to stay on my life. That's about all I can say. Is I want to be on my land, my life, my existence or my non-existence. So.
All right. Is there any questions for Scott?
Yes. Is it just for your family, hon?
Probably just for me.
Just for, okay.
I mean, I don't know what my boys want to do,
okay.
But I don't want a big headstone. It's if anything, it'll be a plaque on the ground there, and I don't even care if it's that.
Okay. Thanks.
You're just asking because in case it's a commercial operation kind of thing, right? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, we did the, when I was on the county board, we did the same for.
We've had it. You, yes.
Yeah. There's yep. Certain things that they have to do to comply.
Yeah, there's one on the plat. Yep. Yeah. And at that time, you would identify, at the time of plat, you'd identify how many burial sites we have there.
Yeah.
So is that a county thing or a state thing?
That's state
statute. Yeah.
That's what we're saying. The only requirement we have is, basically it requires a conditional use permit, and then I think there's a setback for plat and cemetery.
build something near them, but otherwise there's nothing else. It's all statute.
So right here, we're just saying whether or not
he can be buried.
He can be buried there, not size, or it's just whether he can, this land can be used for that.
Right.
Yeah. That whole parcel can be used for a cemetery.
Yep.
And rather than have him plot it prior to,
right,
I don't want to have him go plot it and be denied.
Right.
Basically, this approval would be contingent upon him going through the, you know, getting a plot.
Yep.
Mr. Chair, Kyle, could you, what does the state statute exactly say about this?
About a private cemetery?
Yes.
Essentially, that it just be plotted and they have one monument marking a corner of it. We've had a few. I know we have one on north of 34 on 29 and one on south of 29 and 34, both since I've been here. I don't
know. Kyle, so generations down the road, does someone, I mean, I'm being on a township, the town, I mean, there's a responsibility there to make sure you know what a cemetery is, the headstones, you need a sexton to take care of all of that.
I don't think for a private cemetery you need a sexton.
No,
I'm asking, I really don't know.
Not that I saw, no. I mean, the public cemetery statutes are this long compared to private being this long. I think, I mean, the one thing they want to do is it be a plat of record, and then that's obviously identifying the location of it, and then having one monument on the cemetery marking one corner is what I, that was basically the requirements I read. And then, it has to be recorded, but there's nothing else, you know.
Recorded meaning limitations 100 years down the road, or okay, your son is never going to sell it, but let's just say he happens to sell it. Is there a limitation to the next land?
Not that I'm aware of. Basically requiring them to plat it would be the...
So that would be a recorded document that there was a grave site on that?
Yes, yeah, so I suppose my title research...
The monument has to be there.
Right. Title research would say that there's a current cemetery in here. Let's say they do sell it 200 years from now and they sell it. No, they'll identify
on disclosure
that, yeah, you know, we have a cemetery here, you want to still buy it, kind of thing.
Yeah, don't put your basement here.
Yeah, don't put your basement right here because it's platted for
X,
Y, and Z, and that's a disclosure.
Yep.
But I think.
Yeah. Well, I got a buddy that is south Audubon, and his drive is, they took it somewhere along the line, they took a chunk. Oh, and there's a little cemetery inside there. He drives right by it on his way to his house, just a little country one. And it's actually at my great-grandmother Ulrich place back there. But, yeah, so I think it was probably more common back then, too, to have just little chunks where they had it. And the world goes on around it, and you'd never know unless you're looking for it.
A lot of times it was put right at the edge of the property.
There in the corner.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah. Yeah, now it's all growing into the oaks. You have to know it's there to even find it. Mm-hmm. It's kind of neat.
Yeah. Well, if it makes any difference, I am choosing a wood casket so that once I rot away, so does the casket. So,
but there's always going to be a record of something being there, or someone, or
there will be a record.
Kyle, township weigh in on it or anything? Richwood Township?
No, and his neighbors were here and they left.
They left.
We didn't get any other correspondence.
Okay.
One call through kind of stuff.
I talked to Kelly Pingleson.
That's your immediate neighbor?
Yeah. And told him what I was doing, and he actually thought it was a great idea. He told me all about his plans and whatever. Heidi Harstead was just sitting here, and she came in not knowing, and she never even gave me a call, but she came in not knowing what was going on, and she got the impression it was going to be a huge cemetery with all kinds of people in there, and I said, no, this is going to be private. And so that's why she left.
All right, any other questions for Scott? Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
Charlie, have you ever worked on one of these?
Not private ones, okay, public ones.
I believe you'll have to establish some type of corporation or put this in some type of trust of some sort.
Okay. I'm not certain of that. So
if he owns the public or the private cemetery and he were to pass, then that will have to transfer to
something.
Someone or something. That'll be something you work out with.
And I've already done that.
You have?
It's in Austin State.
Okay.
All right. You can have a seat, Scott.
I can sit.
Thank you.
Yep.
I think they become state land or like public land, don't they?
Not necessarily. There are privately owned public cemeteries.
Okay.
There are also a lot of default ones that started out be a church or something, and a lot of times, like we're told, the township can go put them or something.
Gotcha.
Because they just go defunct, there's just no other place.
Yeah, nobody, everybody that was there.
The sexton dies, and they're all older people, and nobody wants to come and take it over, and the grandchildren come and bring some flowers, they're always disappointed that it's not kept up. Well, there's nobody to keep it up. There's no money in the account. And so they're trying to correct some of those things, but the default is for the township to take over.
That sounds
Townships
like
do not, that's like a full-time job.
Right.
So these individual ones,
that's a public, more of a public cemetery.
Right, are the ones that are governed by the public statutes, which don't necessarily mean that they're owned by the public, like what you were talking about. Lots of times townships end up with them. Sometimes if we've got municipalities, they started out with the church fails. Now the public gets to pick up the pieces.
And
this
lowest
is a private one, and I honestly don't. I've never had anything to do with them.
I'll have, prior to your meeting, I'll have Brian just a glance at this. So
private ones require that whoever owns the land do some mowing here as well.
Let's think of both the two on 29 are like shrines, and there's only one person there at both of them.
For now, but what's it look like two generations
now?
I know. Yeah, they'll have to be something
shot.
Once it's done and gone, it'll have to transfer to somebody automatically.
Just so I understand, so for the future, it's only because you guys want to be cremated, right? Because there's people that get put in like a soil bag and they rot away and they hand the soil off to the family and they go plant a tree. I mean, so that's not a cemetery. That's just like just because he doesn't want to be cremated, we're making him go through all this rigmarole.
I think it's basically so like if somebody goes and builds a house or in future and digs it up, it's like, what do we got going on here?
You can literally get decomposed in a compression chamber now and then get delivered to your family as dirt and like dirt and go do their thing.
I think it's just so here's your lot of land. This is basically don't disturb this area. And that's it. And
I don't want to drag it on. I'm confused. Yep. I know neighbors are planting trees. I'm just like, and now we're here having this discussion. This doesn't make any sense.
All right. Obviously, nobody else in the audience to speak to this. Any written correspondence, Kyle? No. With that, we'll close testimony. Open it up for discussion.
Motion to approve.
And I'll second it.
Got a motion and a second to approve. Any further discussion? All those in favor, raise your hand. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. You're welcome, Scott. All right, no other business. I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion hold.
A motion by Tommy. Do I have a second?
Yep.
All in favor, raise your hand. Meeting adjourned.